Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Okay, what was that last night, and what was going on in the debate? You've come to the right place for your debate analysis. Now get the smelling salts, because the media is going to be fainting over Trump's behavior. And all the media is going to say, and all you're going to hear all day, is who won the debate? How did it play for viewers at home? Did it move any voters one way or the other? They're going to say that the debate will not help Trump because he came across as a bully and Biden clearly won. But contrary to popular opinion, Trump was not an unhinged, rude monster. It was all strategic. It was all planned, intentional, on purpose, and it was seamlessly executed like a well-planned play on a football field. See, the media is so self-important, they don't realize the reality that Trump knows. These debates, they don't matter much at all. They don't move the needle. And what they are is simply this: political theater. It's a platform for the left to assault the Republican conservative candidate with trap questions intended to corner and embarrass them. And Wallace confirmed that without a doubt last night. And you hear people even on our side, but Trump didn't get his message across. My response is because he wasn't trying to, because that's not the place where he does that, and he doesn't need to. Trump is out at his rallies. He sees and he knows his base. His campaign has their internal numbers, their polling numbers. I think they're confident of winning, and I agree. I think it's going in Trump's direction. I think so, big time. We'll see what happens in November. But Trump was not about messaging last night and using courtesy and civility to court viewers. He was entering a battlefield, he knew that, and he was about impeding his opponents by throwing them into utter confusion. But then you hear the objection, but he wasn't presidential. And forget that. I am so tired of that. And so is Trump. They have not treated him presidential since he was elected and inaugurated. And now he's supposed to just go out and get assaulted and be presidential while he's trashed in national debates. It's not going to happen. Trump's not going to go for that, and I'm glad for it. He wasn't out there to be presidential or quote-unquote win in the conventional politician's way by persuading. He came to shut down the political theater intended to make a fool out of him. Look, Trump knew it was going to be unfair, but he was not going to let them get away with it. He was not going to go to his own presidential debate stage and allow that stage to become a platform for impugning his name, his character, his record. He was not going to allow the stage to be a platform for continuing to spread all the liberal disinformation about him. Not for a minute. He didn't allow it by not letting anyone else get a word in edgewise. It was constant interrupting. It was on purpose. Now, this is not about me being a Trump fanboy. This is thoughtful, reasonable analysis of what was going on based on what we know about Trump and the media. Let me explain these leading trap questions intended to corner the conservative so that no matter how he answers, he's in deep trouble. That's what they do. Wallace did it perfectly last night, showed us what the media does. They ask questions so that the respondent is cornered. Whatever way he answers, he's going to be in trouble. If he answers one way, he alienates his base. If he answers another way, he says something so culturally impermissible and unacceptable and allegedly outlandish that the media has a meltdown and says no one sophisticated in their right mind would say what he just said. See, he's a crazy loon and he just lost the election. Let me give you examples. Climate change question. Wallace asks something like this: will you admit the science of climate change? And by the way, I'm like, what, Chris? What are you talking about? Why does this come up? No one was talking about climate change at all in this election, but nonetheless, that's the question. And if Trump says, yes, I admit the science of climate change, he marginalizes conservative voters and he denies his own record of ignoring climate change wackos. But if he says, no, I don't admit science, the science of, quote unquote, science of climate change, then the left goes nuts that he hates the planet and he's a science denier. Another question: will Amy Coney Barrett overturn Roe v. Wade? If he says no, he severs his conservative base. If he says yes, she will, the left goes wild and says she's a radical, he can't appoint her. The election integrity question. Trump, will you call off your supporters if you lose? If he says yes, then he agrees with the coming tidal wave of election fraud that we know is going to happen. Or if he says no, he won't call off his supporters, then the media has the front page headline that Trump's a tyrant who refuses to leave office. And on and on. Trump, will you renounce white supremacists retaliating against Antifa and BLM protests? As though that's even happening anyway, it's not. Or will you admit you only paid $750 in federal income taxes? They're all trap questions. And yet, where's the question to Biden about Hunter's financial scandals? Nowhere. And then every time Trump interrupts to set it straight, Wallace goes into a shouting match and gets mad. Meanwhile, Biden, when he interrupts, all Wallace does was smile and chuckle. Every question to Trump was also an accusation. You had no health care plan in 4 years, even though you attempted to repeal Obamacare. So what's your plan? That's a loaded, slanderous question. Obama's economy was better. What's your defense? No, it wasn't better. Trump's walking into that and he knows it. So what was he doing then? Well, people don't understand Trump. You have to get that. People don't understand Trump. They just say that he's a rude ogre, he's out of control, he's interrupting, he has bad behavior. But I'm telling you, no, he's strategic. Last night was planned, organized, imposed chaos. He intended to paralyze the debate and disorient his opponents, there were two of them, by the way, and dominate the stage. He knows the media's coming out to get him, so he came fighting to stop them from gaining any foothold for sustaining their narratives against him. He didn't let them get a word in at all. Wallace and Biden were fumbling and couldn't shut Trump up. He was bulldozing them on purpose. I've never seen a moderator like that before. Wallace literally lost control of the debate stage. Trump controlled it. Trump engineered that on purpose by dominating in order to expose Wallace's bias and make him appear as he is, weak, petty, and frustrated. Wallace was actually getting angry. He was having shouting matches with Trump. He was so flustered, his voice was shaking at numerous times. Totally thrown off his game. He could not manage the debate. He looked incompetent. And Fox reporters afterwards implied as much. And all the interruptions totally confused and disoriented, more importantly, Joe Biden, so that he couldn't even answer and just got frustrated. And what did he end up doing? He ended up name-calling. Shut up, he said to the president. How do you say that to the president? I don't care what's going on. He called him a clown, racist, liar. Look, Trump knows Biden is losing it mentally. Everybody does. It's sad. But Trump was exploiting the fact. With every interruption, Biden lost his way and couldn't keep up mentally. That was the plan. I'm saying it was all strategic to manage the debate on his terms. Again, everyone says, look, see, it proves Trump's unhinged. I'm saying it was all acted out on purpose. He knew exactly what he was doing and why and intended to do it and came across that way the whole time. He's not a raving lunatic. He's a brilliant strategist. Let me ask you something. How do you get to where Trump's gotten and accomplish what he has done being a stupid ogre? It makes absolutely no sense. People do not get him. He's outmaneuvering while everybody is distracted by his outlandish behavior. Look, let's consider Trump's record. He can't just be a simpleton, ill-mannered, rude ogre with a temper. He's strategic. Do you realize he ran the New York City real estate market? It's like one of the hardest real estate markets in the world. He had a massive real estate business for decades, regardless of the naysayers. He's been very successfully dealt with politicians, crooks, corporations, you name it. And also, he's had one of the most effective, accomplished presidencies in modern times. Case in point, he's got more judge appointments than any other president. He cut federal regulations at unprecedented levels, Middle East peace deals, multiple Middle East peace deals, defeated ISIS, shut down North Korea. The guy gets things done. He's a natural-born leader. He manages, just like his book, The Art of the Deal. He runs things and gets what he wants, so he handled that stage like a corporate boardroom, disorienting and distracting his opponents and running the meeting on his term to get what he wants when they don't even know it. Everyone running around distracted that he's a crazed lunatic. Meanwhile, he accomplished his goals. What were his goals? One, prevent the liberals, the Democrats, from getting a chance to spew their narratives and misinformation about him. Number two, he was fighting for his base. He played the role last night of a fighter. I've heard it said, Trump gets the job done by going into a room and breaking up the furniture. I love that. I agree. That's what pushback looks like, and we need it. Number three, he oriented the stage so that it appeared lopsided, that he was being attacked in one big anti-Trump pylon from every direction, from his opponent and the moderator, and he did that by forcing Wallace to get agitated with all of Trump's aggressive interruptions. He forced the Dems into a defensive posture, which never plays well with the electorate. That's the fourth thing he did. I actually heard minutes after Biden supporters, minutes after the debate, they were reporting that Biden supporters said that Joe should not even come back to another debate. Great, that's exactly what Trump wants. They look like the crybabies, the no-show cowards. He pushed them back on their heels. And now they're refusing to come to the next debate. Look, refusing that because your opponent is rude does not play well, no matter how you frame it. It's bad optics. And also, the last thing is he's setting the stage for future debates, which is easy to do this with Wallace from Fox, as bad as he was, because other moderators are going to be even worse. The message for future debate moderators is Trump's not going to take it. So he's controlling the message. He totally flustered his opponents. Their mission was to seek and destroy, and it failed miserably. And to prove my point further, did you notice when Trump broke into more discreet moments of monologues, serious content, and argumentation, he was calm, forceful, and very persuasive? The examples were when he detailed election fraud. He articulated his response to COVID. He defended his healthcare initiatives. He defended cops and described ruined Democrat cities. He exposed that Biden would shut down the whole country if he gets elected. Moments when Trump snapped into fluid defense with persuasive force, contrary to what you'll hear, he was not out of control. He knew just what he was doing the whole time. He was outmaneuvering, playing the field, controlling and running the stage on his terms, managing the dialogue, and getting his opponents to behave how he wanted, just like in a corporate boardroom. Sheer brilliance. Now, those of you out there who are worried, he didn't convince anyone. He was ultimately not trying to persuade. He does that at his rallies, and he does it with his incredible record. He's already doing that. This was in order to paralyze, break, humiliate, shame the opposition. And judging by Wallace's incompetence and gradual unraveling the whole night, and Biden's general malaise and inability to keep up, I'd say Trump did it. He just overwhelmed and steamrolled over everyone like a tidal wave with the force of his massive personality, and they did not know what hit them. They did not know what to do except complain. And that's weak. That makes you look weak. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. There's a great line from an old TV show that goes like this. I love it when a plan comes together. And for Trump last night on the debate stage, his plan came together.